Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Mitchell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. And now, play ball. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up, foul. In front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey takes first base on ball four. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Mumphrey moves to second. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Sandberg moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sandberg moves to third. Moreland moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. Moreland tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Davis trying to get to home. Wilson throws the ball into Carter who tags Davis who's trying to score from second, for the out. Say moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Backman moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Backman tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 0 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman bunts towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Lopez pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Knight reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knight scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hearn pinch hits for Sid Fernandez. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn bunts towards the mound. Fontenot juggles the ball. That's an error on Fontenot. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Hearn moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Wally Backman. Jay Baller now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Hearn scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Teufel moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mukie Wilson now playing left field. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Rafael Santana now playing shortstop. Roger McDowell now pitching. Len Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Moreland moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 0 in the game. Hearn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Jay Baller. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDowell. Bosley moves to second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDowell. Bosley moves to third. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 4 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosley scores. It's 10-3, Mets. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sandberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.